Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah is discussing what the Kohen Gadol does the entire night of Yom Kippur. That means he's not allowed to go to sleep, as we saw, lest he become tamei or impure. That would be a problem, that would be an issue. So he needs to stay up the whole night. So what does he do a whole night? Says the Mishnah, if he was a wise person, that means to say somebody who was able to learn Torah on a deep level, Dairish, so he spent the entire night learning halacha, learning the complexities and the depth of Torah. Mimlav, and let's say he's not a chacham, I mean, he's not a person who unfortunately knew how to learn on a deep level. They would set up Torah scholars that could learn in front of him and teach him. Says the Mishnah Ragel Likras. Let's say at least he knew how to read Chumash, Navi, the written Torah. Kari, he reads it. Mimlav, if he wasn't even familiar with that, Kari Lefanav, we read before him different parts of the scriptures. Now, we saw that this is during the second Beis HaMikdash when the Kahuna Gedola was purchased. That, unfortunately, was sold to the highest bidder, so it was possible to have someone that was totally ignorant. It says the Mishnah about Mekar and Lefanov, what did they read? The Eiv, the book of Eiv, Job, the Ezra, or B'divrei Hayomim, Chronicles, things which are interesting and hopefully would keep him awake. Zechariah ben Kvutal, Oimer, Zechariah ben Kvutal says, Pa'omim Harbe, many times, Karisi Lefanov b'Daniel, I read the Sefer, the book of Daniel. Now what he's really saying, kind of between the lines, is that there were Kohanim Gedolim, there were high priests that didn't even know Hebrew. So therefore, I had to read Daniel. Daniel, we know, is many of the chapters in Daniel are written in Aramaic. So at least we had found something in the Torah that we were able to read to the Kohen Gadol, and he was able to understand it. It's how sad the state of the Kohanim Gedolim, the high priesthood, was in those days. Mishnah Zayin. Bikesh Lisnamen. If, let's say, the Kohen Gadol started to fall asleep, Pirchei Kohuna, the young Kohanim, who it seems like stayed up alongside with him, Makin Lefana Be'etzra Tzvara, they would snap their thumb and their index finger together. Varun Len, they would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master, the Kohen Gadol, Amoid, stand up, Rafegachas al Ritzpa, and place your feet once on the floor, the cold stone floor of the Beis HaMikdash, with the hope that it would wake him up. Umasikin, I say, and they would keep him busy. The commentaries explain with songs, and with different interesting things, until it was time to shech, to slaughter the morning tamid, the earliest part of the morning sacrifice. Let's see Mishnah Ches, Mishnah 8. B'chol yoyim, every day, terminus amizbeach b'kriyas ha'gever o'samachlein. Every day, they would do trumas ha'deshim, which means removing the ashes from the mizbeach, by kriyas ha'gever, by the sound of the gever. We'll see in a minute what that is. O'samachlein, or sometime near it, bein lefana bein la'achrav, before or after. What's Trumas HaDeshen? So Trumas HaDeshen was the first thing that was performed every single morning in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol would take a fire pan full of coals from the actual pyre of flame on the Mizbeach, and he would put it on the eastern side of the Kevesh, of the ramp, and that was called Trumas HaDeshen. So normally it was done by Kriyas HaGever. The Gemara explains that there's two different explanations of the word Gever. One is that it means when the rooster sounds. Others say it means the person who would announce that it's morning time. However, which is really, in essence, around Alois HaShachar, which is the first light of the morning. B'Yom HaKippurim, however, on Yom Kippur, B'Chatzais, they did it at midnight. And Mark explains, because they wanted to make sure that everything was done, as soon as the Kohen Gadol would wake up, he should be strong and refreshed and ready to do the Avodah, ready to do the service. Obar Galim, and on Yom Tovim, on the holidays, when there were many sacrifices that were brought, and there was a lot of ash, many people would come to the Beis HaMikdash, as we'll see, Me'ashmura HaRishayna, they would already start Trumas HaDeshem from the end of the first watch, which means the end of the first third of the night. So Kriyas HaGever Magath, the morning call, either from the rooster or from the purser, did not start Achay Sa'azara Meleim Yisrael. At that point, the entire Azara, the entire courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash was already full from people who came to bring their karbanos and wanted to bring them as soon as the Tamid Shal Shachar, the morning, daily morning sacrifice, was offered. Wishing you a beautiful day and wishing you an amazingly successful upcoming week.